Should we hear the call?
Hashalah and the congregation make haste to the remembrance of our legal trading. أنا مخلصنا هم مخلصنا هم الذين آمنوا وتأتنا منهم الكلوب كان بالذكر إلى الله بالذكر إلى الله تأتنا منهم الكلوب. The sincere believers are those who have believed and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah, who truly in the remembrance of Allah the hearts find their rest. Assalamu alaikum again. Beautiful day. Signs of the Layat al-Qadr, last night on. Today is, as we all know, the final farewell to our friend and visitor, our companion Ramadan. And later in the khutbah, inshallah, I'll tell you some words that Ramadan spoke to me today before he told me he was leaving, and he told me he was leaving. Begin our move toward the Eid al-Fitr in the month of Shawwal. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to us, وَإِنَّ هَذِي أُمَّاتِكُمْ أُمَّاتٍ وَحَدَّةٍ وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فِيَتَقُونَ وَتَقَفُونَ أَمَارَهُمْ مَيْنَهُمْ زُبُورَ كُلُّ حِزْبٌ مِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ ذاهم في جمارة أمين حتى هن أياسبنا أنما نمدهم به من ملين وبان نسارع لهم في خير فلا يشرون. He says, and surely this community of yours is one community I am your Lord, so be conscious of me and ward off evil within and without. But they have separated their affair of unity in the community of believers. They have separated their affairs between them, and each sect rejoicing in what they have. So leave them alone in their condition for a while. So they calculate what we have given them in the way of wealth and children. We are hastening to them with good things, nay, but they do not perceive their error. Well, we have a month of reflection. And it's not too late. We have another day left. Not too late to solidify your plans and your relationship with the months to come and the year to come. Inshallah, we will all have the opportunity to fast again. And today, of course, is a very important day in our lives. It's Friday. And we've heard the importance of Friday and the opening of the khutbah. It's a holy day, it's a sacred day, it's an important day. This particular Friday is very unique because it is the last Friday in the month of Ramadan, and it allows us to have a double blessing with the doors of hell being closed and the opportunity for us to really reflect upon ourselves and to receive the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of us in some way are like those who are spoken about in the Quran, who see but don't see. We divide ourselves and we don't realize the great blessings that are coming for us. Friday is important, and also in the doors of paradise are open. And I venture to say none of us feel quite ready or qualified or have received the status of those who have confidence that we're going to have our place in paradise. But we're hopeful, inshallah. So in this blessed month of Ramadan, of course, we've had studies about and we've talked about and we've experienced this reflection. And we begin to think about our friend Ramadan leaving, and we're going to have a farewell party, you know. Indeed. But as I suspect, he'll sneak out before that and only leave a few messages behind. This month is most dear to us and very sincere. Muslim will return only after a year has returned one revolution. And we understand that for some people it doesn't come back. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them respite for those who don't return to the month of Ramadan. And we hope those who are not well this year, who have not been able to pass completely or at all, have the opportunity to have their health back in the next year and to be able to pass. So we have to think that we may not have the opportunity to pass again. We have to think that we have to reflect on how well we've done this year. We don't want to lose any of the blessings of this holy month, whether we've done it outwardly or inwardly, strive. And for those who worship Allah with sincerity, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with us. So Ramadan leaves us with all of its blessings and rewards. Hopefully the blessings and rewards remain, and we hope and we pray that we'll continue to have them. That lies in the realm of our ability, each one of us, to fulfill our duties and our responsibilities. One thing we can talk about and reflect upon for the next few days are those commitments and those responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I also hope that we'll be contemplating and reflecting on the virtues of this month and the character that is developed during this month. And so tonight, inshallah ta'ala, I'll speak probably too long on that subject. And though the month passes by, we cannot leave it. We can fast for 6 days in the month of Shawwal, as we're enjoined to do. Many of us have days to make up, perhaps, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that whoever fasts in Shawwal after fasting the month of Ramadan is rewarded the rewards equivalent to a year's fast. It was reported by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whosoever fasts Ramadan and then follows it for 6 days in Shawwal will attain the fasting equivalent to a year. What a great blessing, how merciful and compassionate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. In the last few days of Ramadan, we put our house in order, we prepared for retreat, we prepared for guests, we're still preparing. We have to complete the recitation of Quran, which we'll do, inshallah, tonight. We'll do the 29th Jews, and we'll ask us all to read the 30th in our evening tonight. So we'll have it complete by tomorrow, inshallah, ta'ala. By the morning, tomorrow. We have to increase and magnify our kindness. We have to increase our generosity and our hospitality to others. We have a wonderful opportunity to do that. Old friends, dear friends, students, loved ones have returned and are returning, and some new people are coming to taste our hospitality and our warmth of our community, and inshallah everyone will reach out for that. We can pay the general zakat, and we should pay zakat al-fitr, which we have done. Also, I hope everybody has done. And the children today returned from buying over $200 and some of food and taking it to the food bank today. Alhamdulillah, it was completed, as they do every year and have been doing every year for the last over 25 years. Alhamdulillah. And we have to try our very best to observe and find. We have tried our very best, I should say, to observe and find the Laylat al-Qadr. And by our wish, we have more opportunities to find it and more assurances that we found it. Let's assume that Allah has blessed us with the Laylat al-Qadr and our sincerity, and we all could have done more and sat longer and done more. And today is not a bad day to make your intention that if Allah allows you to fast for next year or so, or participate in Ramadan, the next year you'll spend that night, the whole night, seeking the Layla of the Qadr. And it'll be revealed to you. And on the Eid, we have the opportunity to distribute good words and kind thoughts and gifts and greetings to one another. And some people have made itikaf or have a great benefit this year, and some prefer to go a step further and continue the dhikrullah and the tashbih every night. And we need to prepare our hearts and enjoy the celebration that's coming with the passing of this month and the leaving of our friends. Certainly there are some who pray that they can celebrate by leaving this planet in Ramadan. We hope that everybody remains here, however, I must say. What a great blessing. The fasting and reading Quran and contemplation in the month of Ramadan has to be accompanied by other things, of which the most important is the remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by realizing that wheresoever you turn, there is the countenance of Allah, and getting to understand what does that really mean. We're really living at an incredible time, a time when we need to really very much remember this. I don't want to come to the minbar and talk about the world we're living in any detail, but to remind us all that there's a great deal of good that needs to come to this world. And it doesn't come to this world in some esoteric way. It comes to this world through the good character and good actions of people. So I'll speak on akhlaq and you can derive the akidah from that. It defines our way people relate to the world, the way the world relates to people. Believers and non-believers, Muslims and non-Muslims. We've achieved a great deal over these years, and there have been great tests and trials over this year. There have been losses of very good people, and great people whose names I won't mention, but we may all know who they are. And there have been new births in our own community this year, with hope for the future and anxiety for the future. There are changes that have taken place. So we have to remember. We have to remember what is being said to us. And in my discussion with Sidi Ramadan, I wrote down some of the things he said to me. Interesting about Sidi Ramadan, but when Ramadan is speaking to a woman, it's a woman. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, he said to me, he says, your life consists of days and nights, hours and minutes. Now not a day goes by without it. Thank you, O son of Adam, I am a new day, I am a witness to your deeds, so make the most of me, for I will not return to you except on the day of judgment. Wisdom calls out to you and says, O son of Adam, you are just a number of days, so the days of your life in this world are numbered. And if the day of your life passes by, then see it as part of your passing by. As with each day that goes by, your life shortens. These passing days carry forward the deeds that you did to the next life. So look to what you fulfill your day, if you fill your days full with. And continued with some advice to me. And I'm sharing with you that this is a month chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Allah made me a great means for worship in Islam. This means it means of fasting. And Muslims beautify me with their fasting, their prayers in congregation, their night prayers, by doing various good deeds that bring them closer to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified me by giving me the night which is better than 1,000 months. Laylatul Qadr. How fortunate is the person who gains the blessings and goodness of this month, and how unfortunate is the person who is heedless and too preoccupied with other things to gain nearness to his master. How unfortunate is the person who passes by one year to the next without any change, finding each year as he left the previous one. O Muslim, ask yourself, what did you gain from this month? What acts of obedience and extra good deeds did you do in this month that you did not do prior to it? But the most important question is, whisper to me. Did you change in Ramadan? Did you better your state? Did you leave your bad habits? Did you leave off those things which would not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did you get closer to your Lord? Did you cry and repent for your sins? Did you do good to those around you, your family and your friends? Astaghfirullah. There are many questions which we need to ask ourselves and answer individually and personally. And if your answers are in the positive, then this is bushel. This is good tidings, glad news. And this is a sign of deeds and repentance being accepted. And if your answers to these questions are in the negative, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now for forgiveness. and blessing and refuge and help against your desires from the shaitan. I'll pause just in case somebody has to ask. Or join me in asking. O Muslim, Islam does not want you to be a seasonal prayerful, obeying Allah in certain months and then cutting your link immediately after they're finished. One of the pious forerunners said, the most miserable communities are those who don't know Allah except in Ramadan. So be people of divine characteristics and not people of Ramadan only. So do not be people who follow Islam and Ramadan only. Be obedient to Allah in all the months, at all times. Continue with your good deeds and acts of obedience after Ramadan. And this will be a proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your fast and prayers. A sign of your good deed and being accepted is that you are granted the blessing of being able to follow it up with another good deed. And Allah Almighty says in Surah Maryam, Allah increases the guidance of those who choose to be guided. And it left me with some other impressions. One of the signs of being punished for doing bad deeds is that you followed up with another bad deed. And this is a punishment that is here in this worldly life before life comes in the hereafter. But if you repent, this causes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to increase our good deeds and to follow our good deeds with better good deeds and better actions, steadfastness and consistency in doing them. So this is a characteristic of a noble person, a virtuous person, a person of Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the following, say, O turner of the heart, Allahumma ya muqallibu the qulub, make my heart firm on your deen. And from the supplications in the Quran there is, our Lord, let not our hearts waver now that you have guided us. Show us with your mercy, for you are the granter. Rabbana wa tuzin kulubana da'adana idda hayatana wa habdana min randuka rahma ina randuka wa yadhaba. What more, my dear brothers and sisters, can we say? What more can we say but to bid farewell to our friend Ramadan, who has left us with a good message? Salam, it is said, all over the Muslim world, this is said. Salam to you, O month of illumination of the heart. Salam to you, O month of compensation for past sins. Salam to you, O sacred month wherein lays a night which is better than a thousand months. Salam, salam, O month of Ramadan. Salam to you, O month of Ramadan. Salam to you, O sacred month whose nights are blessed by Almighty Allah and are a means of one's past sins. Salam to you, O month of virtue and blessings of Almighty Allah. Salam to you, O month of charity and month of fasting. Salam to you, O month of ibadah and tarawih and remembrance of Allah. Salam to you, O month of takbir and glorification of Allah. Salam to you, O honorable visitor, whom we have welcomed enthusiastically, O traveler. We bid you an honorable farewell. Salam. Salam, O month of Ramadan. Blessed are you, O month of Ramadan. We know not whether you will be a witness for us or against us on the Day of Judgment. This is your last conversation with us. We do not know whether you will return to us in our lifetime or whether death will overpower us. O month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انصرنا في الناس خير الناصرين، واشرف لنا في الناس خير الفاتحين، واغفر لنا في الناس خير الغافرين، وارحمنا في الناس خير الراحمين، وارزقنا في الناس خير الرازقين، واهدنا ونجنا من قوم الظالمين، وهب لنا ريحان حياه كما هي في علمك، وانشرنا علينا من خزائنه رحمتك، واحملنا بها بها حمل الكرامات والسلامات والعافيات في الدنيا والاخره، انك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم يسر لنا امرنا ومهارات قلوبنا وابادنا والسلامات والعافيات عندنا وديننا، ونسالك ايمانا دائما، ونسالك قلبا كافيا، ونسالك علما نافيا، ونسالك دينا كاملا، ونسالك عافيه من كل بليه، ونسالك كامل العافيه، ونسالك دوام العافيه، ونسالك الشكر على العافيه، انك على كل شيء قدير. او الله، شكر us for you're the best of aid, and open us for you're the best of opening, and forgive us for you're the best of forgiving, and have mercy upon us for you are the most merciful, and provide for us for you're the best of the providers. Guide us and deliver us from the hands of the oppressors. Grant us a fair wind in accordance with your knowledge wafted upon us by the treasure of your mercy. Transport us by it on the conveyance of your generosity, and peace and well-being in our spiritual life and worldly life in the final life. Truly you are the one who has power over all things. O Allah, make order easy for us with serenity in our hearts and our bodies, and peace and well-being in our worldly lives and our spiritual lives. We beseech you for faith that is everlasting, and we beseech you for a submissive heart, and we beseech you for knowledge that is beneficial, and we beseech you for a certainty that is genuine, and we beseech you for a religion that is straight, and we beseech you for well-being from every affliction, and we beseech you for complete well-being, and we beseech you, Allah, for continual well-being, and we beseech you for thankfulness for that well-being. Allahumma. اللهم وسير وجهنا بنور صفاتك وغذرتنا بشينا يوم القيامة بين أوليك، وجعل جهادك هو سوطة علينا، وعلى أحسن وما أمر برحمتك، وكن بنا صاحبا وفي سفارنا وكلفات في أهلنا، وأثنس على وجهه وأدنا وانسحهم على مكاناتهم، فلا يستاثرون المدير ولا مجيء علينا، ينم على المجيء يعني ما لم يجيب يعني ما لم يجيب. Oh Allah, make our faces to shine with the light of your attributes, and make us laugh and rejoice on Resurrection Day among your friends, and make your hand to be spread open upon us, our families, our children, and those who are with us by your mercy. Be our companion in our travels, and our guardian in our family. Efface the faces of our enemies and freeze them in their places so that they are unable to go or to come against us. O most gracious responder, O most gracious responder, O most gracious responder. Let us remember those in Akka, let us send his blessings upon those who are ill, who have passed, who are oppressed. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you for these blessings upon so many of the believers, and so many of the people, and so many of the children of Adam and the Hitzara. Come on. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I repeat again that there's an opportunity for us this weekend, inshallah, and the schedule should be coming out soon for everybody. And with the it to be celebrated on Sunday, I think I have to make that decision, given the fact that if the moon is better tonight, I don't want to not do it on the right day. And so we'll delay it a day. It will give some people who are coming down an opportunity to have two Tui.
Anyway, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Alam. What do we know? We don't know anything. That's the proof for this month. If nothing else proves you anything, if you want to figure out what this month means, you don't know anything. Before I make the final dua, is there any other announcement that anybody wants to make? And everybody will get this in some kind of a booklet form? Alhamdulillah, alright. So you pick up that retreat schedule. And, of course, a lot of you will be cooking and things, and you'll not be attending some of the talks, and Allah will reward you for that. And, me, you hear all the time, and, we'll be recording and taping everything else. Alhamdulillah. It's going to be very crowded in here because this year we're not going to be able to use the dining hall. We've been asked not to use the dining hall. I'm only a servant here, serving at your pleasure. And you're serving at the same pleasure of the same person who I'm serving at the pleasure of, same being. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa namahadahu wa nastahnamu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa nashhadu an la ilaha illahu wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala jami' al-anbiya wa al-mursalin wa ala malakati al-mukarrabin wa aliyallah wa salihin mujahideen fi din bi rahmatika ar-Rahman ar-Rahimin qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi kitabil mubin إن لله وملكاته يصلون إلى النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا الله عليه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم ورد وسادتنا الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر الصديق وعمر والفاروق وعثمان النورين وعلى سيدنا الإمام علي كرم الله وجهه وارد اللهم أن سيدنا الحسن وأن سيدنا الحسين وأن أمهما سيادتي فاطمة وزهرة وأهل البيت الكرام وأن أجواجي نبايتك وطهرات أمهاته والمؤمنين وأن صحباتي والصالحين وتابعين وتابعهم وعباد الله المخلصين وإسلامين وإيمانين وإحسانين ويوم الدين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وذكر الله أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.